This is Whip For It Podcast.
Episode 6.
This month's episode. Welcome to the Whip For It Podcast. Whip For It is a conversation, a collaboration, an introspection, an intervention on the local comic scene in the Philippines. This is made for Comiqueros and by us, Comiqueros. We are your hosts. I am Hob Pacheco. I am a photographer. But more importantly, at this time, I am a comics writer and also the co-creator of the Work in Progress webcomic. With me is Ted Pavon. He is the best damn comic artist I've ever worked with, the only comic artist I've ever worked with so far. And he's also a graduating law student. What's up?
Not much. Law stuff.
Okay. So, I am also a world heavyweight champion. Yeah, check that out on my wall. It's hanging on my wall, my world heavyweight championship.
Oh, world heavyweight championship what?
Of everything! Of everything!
World heavyweight champion of the world, okay.
Okay. So, who do we have this month then?
Okay, for this month's episode, we have the great Jerry Alan Guilan. He's a man who we thought needed no introduction.
Yeah, but everyone knew who he was.
But apparently, not. Because as you'll hear from this interview, there would be some people who actually still don't know him.
Some one random guy. We didn't know him.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, considering you'd think like if people get into this industry, they'd figure out like who's who, or at least very, you know, understand who's the great people doing this.
Yeah, but I think that's why we make this podcast, you know, just to get the word out there.
Yeah, to let people know more, I guess.
Yeah, more than what's readily available. I mean, can post all we want on social media and all that, but you know, when it comes right down to it, some people won't really know who the f*** you are, who I am, who you are, even Jerry f***ing Alan Guilan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of f***s, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have to bleep that out.
No way.
We're gonna bleep that out.
Anyway, so shall we get to it?
Alright, let's get to the interview.
Dun, 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 dun. Twitter, I noticed na parang you're a fan of Psych.
Yes.
I am a super fan of Psych.
Yes.
I mean, when my friend went to the States, I asked her to buy a Psych mug. Mm-hmm. Yung the psychic is in. Oh my god, when they came out, oh, dream come. Anyway, on the show this month is Jerry Alan Guilan.
Yeah, I'm the one and only. And I guess he's a man who needs no introductions. If you been around in the local comic industry, you know Jerry.
Oh well, I have.
No, actually, that's not true. There was an incident at last Comic Con. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually bought this comic book from this guy at the Indie Changge. Sabi ko, bili ko yung comics mo. Sige, pwedeng pakipirmahan, sabi ko sa kanya. Okay sir, salamat. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, and you are? Ako naman, Jerry.
Jerry with a J.
And then, in spell niya, J.
Sabi na eh, sabi.
So, I think kailangan niya introduce niyo ako.
Okay. So, we are with the greatest man on the internet. The man, the myth, the smile. Creator of such work such as Wasted.
For Marvel and for DC. And works such as Superman Birthright, Superior. And he's also done his own work such as Elmer and Wasted.
That's what I said.
Ah, okay.
Don't get my line. Bold stars go to die.
Timawa, yeah. Humanis Rex, yeah, Crescent Butt Shop, a lot of smorgasbord of local comics. And I don't know, sir, for I've noticed this, going through when you were researching your career, and from the time you started up to now, I feel that unofficially you've become the de facto face of modern Filipino comics. Would you agree to that?
Unti-unti na lumalampas yun kasi medyo tabatanda na rin ako eh. So I don't know. Siguro it's up for other people to say. Hindi ko masabi. I'm just doing what I want.
You do have a great influence kasi a lot of what the local industry is doing, like yung mga indies, they follow your lead more or less, like your ideas and suggestions on how people should market. Usually they take your ideas and advices seriously. I mean, speaking from experience, when I started, like when I was figuring out how to go about the doing comics, your blog really helped me figure it out. So I think for other indie creators, they also started from your blog. That's why until now, your influence is also pretty big.
And I think for me, the reason why for us, you're the face of modern comics, it's because beyond making comics and promoting the local scene and working for US-based companies, you also, you know, you've been preserving local comics art and the old, you know, the old masters, diba? So parang it transcends just about making comics. So that's why we feel that parang you're like, I don't know, parang if you say, oh, who can I talk to about local comics? Who's the most knowledgeable? Who's the go-to resource person? I think it would more or less
it would be more of like most rounded comic creator. Because you do freelance work, you do hired work, and then you do your own work, and then you curate comics, you collect comics. So if you're talking about the most well-rounded comic figure here, that would be you.
And very soon, magkakaroon rin ako ng comics-themed restaurant.
Are you seriously doing this?
Oh, okay. Kasi I'm thinking about my future eh. Mm-hmm. About comics and yung cooking is something that's... Yeah, I'm nahihilig akong gawin. Uh-huh. And kung wala nang comics work na makuha in the future, baka yun ang pasukin ko. Mm-hmm. And at least, siguro naman, it's nice to know naman kung ganun ang impression ng mga tao sa aking blog. I felt really concerned for a long time about my blog kasi that people might interpret it as me telling them what to do. Pero actually, I'm just writing about what's applicable for myself, kung ano yung gusto ko for my own work. Mabuti naman that other people find it helpful for them.
Yeah, because, well, like it says on your blog, I mean, you've been blogging before anyone else was blogging, right? That's what I was telling Teddy the other day, na parang, right before all those Tumblrs and all those bloggers, well, blogger before Tumblr, you know, you've been doing that since like 10, 11 years ago?
Sayang nga kasi there's an entire year of my blogging na wala na eh. From 1997, I was blogging regularly. Wala, hindi pa blogs ang tawag nun eh.
Journals.
Parang ako pa mismo gumagawa ng HTML file for each page. Yeah. Parang online diary ang tawag nun eh. Yeah. Wala pang way to archive it eh. Parang like Blogspot, you can archive it. And noon, pag naglipat ako ng server, nawala na eh. Wala na akong copy sa bahay. Sayang, 1 year din yun.
And sure, one of the things that we'd like to discuss is, it's pretty obvious that it's changed the way local comics are.
The comics industry in general has changed, like from the 80s, the 90s, and till the 2000s. Like the technology has changed the industry significantly.
Oh yeah, and you know it's so easy to share something or like something. Do you feel that it's good, obviously, but do you think there's anything that can be improved upon this? Is very accessible medium nowadays as compared to like 5 years before, you know, there was no like button and you know and all that stuff.
Ang laki talaga ng difference just doon pa lang sa 90s kasi 90s medyo buhay pa ng konti yung old comics industry, and then doon na rin pumasok yung independent comics movement starting with around 1993. Ang laki ng pinagbago ng comics natin hanggang ngayon. It's still developing, I think, and a lot of people had a very difficult time adjusting. Hanggang ngayon eh, people are still adjusting, lalo na yung mga older people na sanay sa comics before na nasa bangketa, mura, Tagalog, ganun. They find it hard to accept yung bagong comics as comics, no? I kind of feel this sa mga dating gumagawa rin ng comics. It's one of the things na medyo kinasama ng loob ko eh sa Comics Congress, dahil yung contribution ng younger generation, yung comics na nagawa namin for almost a decade na, parang hindi na-recognize ng mga older generations. And we feel bad about it dahil gusto namin, we owe this to them eh, na kaya namin ginagawa ito dahil inspired kami. Gusto namin ituloy yung tradition of comics. Kahit yung mga readers before, ang dami nagko-comment sa blog ko, hindi ko nalang ina-approve eh, kasi medyo ganit eh. Na, ba't di lang ng comics, ganun, dapat bakit hindi, di na nabibili sa mga bangketa, ganun. It's so different na eh. Mahirap nang i-apply yung mga, before. Ngayon, makikita mo na ang mga comics sa mga bookstores, mga comic stores, mga conventions. It's how comics has evolved eh. And ngayon, dahil na rin siguro dun sa attention ng ibang works natin sa Philippines, nabibigyan tayo ng attention abroad. And I think there are now people interested in what other comics we can offer. No? And if there's something we can improve sa comics natin, I think we need to improve yung professionalism in terms of technicalities din of creating a comic book. Pag titignan ko yung mga local comics, marami ako nakikita ng mga, andun yung talent eh. Andun yung talent of writing, andun yung talent of drawing. Pero yung how to present a comic book more professionally, kailangan pang improve. Like, example, yung lettering, grammar, spelling, kahit yung paggawa ng balloons eh, it's very important eh. One of the weaknesses I feel nung mga bagong gumagawa ng comics is storytelling. I don't mean yung story mismo. I mean yung how to tell the stories using pictures. Medyo nauso kasi yung 90s style na all over the place yung layouts eh.
Na image style
na sumasabog yung mga panels and everything, nag-intersect na ganyan. And although cool siyang tignan, sometimes if you don't know how to do it properly, nasisira yung flow ng page. No, hindi mo ma... I think one of the things I would like yung mga younger creators to concentrate on how to tell the story properly, how to present the story properly in pictures.
It's a funny thing that you should mention about something that should be constructive about local comics, because
while we have people who knows what to do, like you have ideas how to make the industry make itself better. The problem I see here with the industry is that we don't know how to express constructive criticism, because we don't have enough avenues na people can be frank, and even with social media, kasi somehow there seems to be a niceness to everybody, parang everybody doesn't want to say bad things about them.
Actually, we have a lot of avenues, like Facebook, but like Teddy said, it's, in short, nobody wants to be the bad guy. I mean, they can say stuff when the person's not there, but the moment the person jumps into the conversation...
Yeah, there was a thing in Facebook, I'm not sure if you saw it also, it was in the comic, one of the comics Facebook pages. Parang they were talking about someone, a local talent, lifting a picture from a manga artist. And I think what happened was most of the comicers also jumped on board, and they were saying that it's bad. But once the guy himself went on the Facebook page and said something, parang nawala na bigla yung criticisms, and people started becoming more apologetic,
oh,
I guess.
Okay, sorry.
Something like that. So, somehow I feel na while there are more avenues to give out constructive criticisms, we as a community don't seem to are willing to give it out, kasi we want to be nice to everybody. So you think that would be a fair assessment?
Yeah, nobody wants to be the bad guy.
naiintindihan ko yung feeling na yun kasi a lot of people have been asking me to assess their work, no? And mahirap gawin yun in a public place eh. Kasi kapag if you say something bad about another creator, even though kahit constructive siya, medyo hindi ko maiwasang maka ma-offend eh. Hindi ko maiwasan eh. Siyempre, you don't want to hurt people feelings din. So most of the time, ang ginagawa ko, I just email people privately about what they think. Like si Teddy, nag-email sa akin about Elmer, and other people emailed me about yung constructive things about Elmer, and usually I respond positively sa ganun. And I think people would respond more positively pag ganun din. And a lot of people have asked me to review their work. And I always ask them, sigurado ka, gusto mong review akong work mo? Kasi if you really want me to review your work, I'll be very honest about it. No? Pero I won't go to a forum or Facebook and do it doon. Kasi gusto ko private. No? Para lang, hindi siya maging defensive sa kanyang, ano, kanyang, kasi artist is sensitive eh. So many times ginawa ko na yun. And siguro around half the people were thankful. Sige, pag adihan, I'll work on that, yun to ganyan. And the other half, hindi na sumasagot ulit eh. And they just disappear. Ganon, parang, hindi mo talaga may iwasan eh, kahit you're being nice about it. Pero I think, nagkaroon na nga ng time before, I think I wrote about this sa blog ko, that there is a serious need for criticism, for local comics. And we really need somebody to do that. At first, akala ko si Adam David na ang gagawa nun eh. And he did for a while, you know. And, mahirap din kasi if it's somebody working in comics, I mean, a writer or artist in comics.
I think the problem kasi if it isn't somebody who comes from comics, their criticisms might come off as parang, you know, outsider. Parang they don't know how comics, how the process works. Because that's what I feel na, if there's somebody who can critique, it has to be someone who's already done it, na may clout kahit papano, to actually judge and assess well. Because if it's somebody who's just a critic lang, or all he does is critic, but he doesn't do his own work, there's a chance that people can just brush it off and say na he doesn't really understand the industry per se.
Pwede mong isipin yun, pero like for example, marami naman ding critics ang movies, hindi naman sila filmmakers. Pero we get to respect their opinions kasi may sense eh. Siguro if somebody would review comics, may sense naman. Kasi we can see naman kung may sense ang sinasabi niya eh. And we would agree with that. And after a while, if this person does it more often, lalaki din ang clout niya kahit o paano.
Well, for on a personal level, for me, from my the little work that I've done, I asked my friends, close friends about it, like what they think of it. And sometimes I don't want to hear them say that they liked it. I want them to say something that, oh, walang nangyayari dito, or it's you know, it's nothing. So it kind of makes me think that, oh, what can I do? What can I do to make this better? And I don't know. So, do you feel that way, sir, sometimes?
Ang wife ko kasi is very ano eh, hindi siya fan. Ang wife ko is not a fan of my work. So kapag meron siyang hindi nakitang yung first time ko nga siya na meet and sinasama ko sa mga events and then may nagpapasign sa akin and then titingin siyang ganun, oh, may nagpapasign sa'yo. Ganun, you know. So ever since pa, hindi na siya fan talaga ng work ko. And pag may makikita siyang hindi maganda sa work ko, she will point it out. Ba't ganyan lang yung isura ng babae mo, mukhang lalaki, or ba't ganyan lang tabingin yung mukha, or ano, pati sa writing ko, she's very critical about it. So I tend to I tend to trust yung judgment niya about it. And minsan pinapakita ko rin yung budget ng work ko. And it's hard din to find a really good editor eh. Pero once makapasa sa wife ko and other people, okay na for me.
So anyway, like we were talking about a while ago, like old veterans of comics and the new comic eras, the problem with the old one thinking that they don't acknowledge our contribution because they have a different perception in style and perception of comics in general. Now, I just want to know, like, what do you think comics should be? Do you think comics should be considered as high art, or do you think comics should be just like, if it should be something of its own? Like, because there are different schools of thought of what comics should be. Like, there's a movement saying that comics should belong in the streets, it has to be pang masa. And then there's another school of thought saying that comics is a literary work. It should be like, that's why they try to call it graphic novels now. And like, it should be displayed in museums and other things. So what's your opinion on that? Is there like, is it high art, low art, or is there a middle ground for comics?
I don't like to think in terms of high art or low art or popular art. Medyo hindi nag-ano sa akin yung ganun thinking eh. Pero as far as I'm concerned, comics is an art, art form. And that's equal, is an artwork equal to painting, to sculpture, that's worthy of being displayed at museums. And I'm not talking about yung basta gagawa lang ng painting, na may character ng comics doon. I'm talking about yung mismo comic book page, na andun yung pencils, inks, and letters, andun lahat. At ayun ang frame mo, at ayun yung display mo, complete with yung everything, you know. It's an art form, kasi yung mismong art form is the combination of the story and the artwork and the sequence of panels and how your story is told. Ayun yung buong art form nun eh. And I think a lot of artwork is so beautifully illustrated, that's worthy of display talaga. So, I don't want to, ayokong pangunahan na sabihin, ah, art ito, dapat appreciate nyo as an art, ganun. Ayoko na pangunahan ng ganun, kasi pag i-force mo ang mga tao na tanggapin na art ng comics, baka lang maging defensive. So, masabuti pa, mag-display na lang tayo. Display ang artwork. Kaya nga ginagawa ko yung online museum. Kaya pag meron kami comics festival, nag-display kami ng artwork. And kapag may pagkakataon, naglalabas kami ng books. Like yung 2009, nakatulong ako sa paglabas ng at least 3 books. 3 books, 2 coffee table books on comics. Kasi if you, pag nilabas mo lang yon, just cheap lang yung pagka-print, parang cheap din ang pag-treat doon sa material. Pero pag ilalabas mo siya as a coffee table book, hardbound book, which nakikita mo sa mga bookstores, people will, you know, in the back of their minds, unti-unting brainwash yung mga tao to think that comics is something worthwhile. No? So that's why I was so thankful na nailabas ng Vival yung Francisco Bay Kuching book, at nailabas ng Yonson Associates yung 100 Years of Philippine Comics.
I actually bought that.
Yeah. Pati yung treatment nung compilation ng ano ng El Indio was very very nice, no? So if we try to insist that comics, if we try to show to people that we respect comics by doing this, they will follow suit, I think. Subconsciously, they will follow. So, without even us telling them, dapat ganito gawin nyo, no? So, it's better to demonstrate, eh.
No? Do you think we're there now? Like, in perception of mainstream media comics, do you think na, you think the perception of comics is, ano na, is getting to the point where it is now acceptable, or like, it's a really viable industry already? Like, you have, lots of media companies doing TV segments or specials about comiqueros, or like they're showing how they do the process or and things like that. Do you think that the local media and public perception is now treating the comics industry as a really viable industry already, or are we still like a few more steps? Do we need a few more steps to get there?
I think we're still getting there. Wala pa tayo dun. Even though pinapansin tayo ngayon ng mga GMA 7, ayan, mga ganun palabas. Ngayon lang nangyari yun eh. I mean, for the first time, I think meron tayong ganun klaseng coverage sa mga Comic-Con. Kasi before, wala eh. Even though we've been doing the Comic-Cons for what? How many years na? 7 years na. Ngayon pala nagkaroon ng ganun klaseng interest ng mga mainstream media. So, it's a very, I think, and to think that yung independent movement was born in 1993, ngayon pa rin nagkaroon ng mainstream recognition. I mean, sa TV at least. Pero sa newspapers, marami ng articles about it. Pero it would take more than just one or two TV appearances. Kailangan talagang sustained eh. No? So hopefully, masustain natin yung ginagawa natin, yung mga Comic-Cons, yung mga comics na nilalabas natin, masustain natin. I don't think meron tayong problem sustaining that. Kasi I think parami ng parami ang gustong gumawa ng comics eh. If you go to Comic-Con every year, mapapansin mo yung pagdami ng tao. I was there in 2005.
Bigger every year. Kasi like, from the first Comic-Con I've attended, during Bahay ng Alumni, and then when they moved to Mega Mall, and then now they moved to Bayanihan Center, it's constantly gotten bigger. Every crowd of Comic-Con, it's like it doesn't seem to not fill up every time they hold the event. So I think it's a good sign na slowly people are starting to get accepted as a really viable industry.
And to think that they are mostly local comics, like there's no toys, there's no cosplay, or, well, there are a few, but there's no toys. It's mainly about local comics.
I think we need a few more years talaga before medyo mas widespread yung kaalaman ng tao about comics na ginagawa natin. I think we need to work more to get there. And siguro, marami kasi na gustong kumontak sa akin for interviews. And most of the time, hindi ako free eh. So, ang ginagawa ko, nire-recommend ko na lang yung mga younger guys to, ito na lang interviewin nyo kasi meron siyang nilabas na graphic novel. And then, yun naman, kukontakin nila. And I'm glad naman nagkakaroon ng ganitong coverage. Coverage pa lang ito. Okay? So, we have to really work for next year. Kailangan, we have more to show for next year and then the following year. Pero like I said, hindi ako na natakot na mawawalan tayo ng material. There will be material.
Sir, at this point, I think we can go to why we make comics. Because for me, I've always, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've read comics like from Spider-Man to Archie. And you know, I mentioned this before with Teddy. Like 2 years ago, I contacted him out of the blue, and you know, and he said, "Oh, let's make a comic." I mean, okay. And I think for me, one of my reasons is I want to jump from being a fan to a creator. So instead of being an audience, a viewer, I want to, you know, from that, I want to create. So that's one of my reasons.
And I think like the reason why we ask this also is because as comic creators, we know how hard the industry is. I've been trying to do comics also, and I know how hard it is to get started, to come up with a story, and then to do a finished product. All the effort and sacrifice, and sometimes it might not work. Sometimes your comic won't do good or won't be perceived good, but we still do it. Like, so if we know all these difficulties, what do you think, for you at least, what do you think is the driving force? Why do you keep wanting to do comics, even though sometimes it's very hard and you sacrifice a lot of things just to keep doing this?
Or sometimes, on a personal note, it gets kind of underappreciated?
Tulad mo, Hub, bata pa ako, mahilig na ako sa comics eh. Talagang gusto ko na siya. Siguro yun na reason kung bakit gusto kong gumawa ng comics. Kasi I really like comics. I love comics. I love reading it, and I love doing it. Siguro yun talaga. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, no? Parang na-in-love siguro. Kung na-in-love ka, hindi mo na kung bakit mo gustuhin yung tao na yun. Parang comics, hindi mo talaga ma-articulate kung bakit, pero gusto mo. Ako gusto ko talaga yung idea of incorporating words and pictures into forming one medium. I mean, comics nga. Yung mga early comics na nabasa ko, I was lucky enough to fall into Tintin very early sa buhay ko. And of course, it's one of the most brilliant comics ever, talaga. So maganda yung aking pinasimulan. Maganda yung aking background. And then napunta ako sa Marvel, ganyan. And I was so inspired by that. And for a long time, I just wanted to read comics. No? Pag-drawing man ako comics, hobby lang. hindi ko naisip yung ano, hindi ko naisip na comics was hard. At first, hindi ko, wala akong idea nun. Kasi, parang pangarap lang talaga eh. So, it was just a, this is dream for me. Lalo na, when I was growing up in high school and in college, wala akong kilala na mahilig din sa comics like me. Unlike today, very, very, very lucky yung younger generation na meron silang internet, and DeviantArt, and Facebook. And kapag wala kang kilala na mahilig sa comics, you can easily find them online. No? And you can share your artwork, you can be inspired by the competition, how good they are, you can force yourself to be good as well. Pero nung ako growing up, wala akong ganun eh. I did not have any friends na mahilig sa comics. I did not know any other people who drew comics. So I was on my own. Parang there's nobody to compare myself with. There was nobody to compete myself with. So for a long time, akala ko ang galing-galing ko na. No. It wasn't until I met sina Oliver Pulumbarit, sina Nick Manabat, that I realized, shit, bopol pala ako sa comics. And I tend to blame nga na wala akong competition for a long time. Akala ko wala. I was working in a vacuum eh. Hindi ko alam kung maganda o pangit yung gawa ko eh. So until I met them, hindi ko alam. Ano lamang kung na-meet ko si Nick Manabat, na-realize ko sa gwapo ng gawa ko. No? Bopol ako. So, pero nung na-realize ko nga, how difficult it was to get a job sa comics, hindi ako na-discourage eh. Kasi I started to send submissions to Marvel Comics as early as 1986. No? Nag-send ako kay sa submissions editor. And drawing ako ng mga X-Men. Since sabi ko nga, I was working in a vacuum, hindi ko alam kung maganda ang gawa ko. Natakot ako bigla. Paano kung tanggapin nila ako right now? I have to quit school. Ganun. Nag-worry ako ng ganun. Natanggap ko yung rejection letter. Ah, okay. Okay. Hindi ako not good enough. Ganun. Pero, instead of being depressed dun sa rejection letter, natuwa ako. Because somebody at Marvel knows I exist. And this was Elliot Brown, one of the editors doon. One of the technical illustrators. So, natuwa ako that Elliot Brown actually saw my work and responded. And after nun, I sent submissions almost on an annual basis. And after nun, pati yung rejection letters naman natanggap ko in return. And because hindi naman ako ganun ka-completely serious about it, hindi naman ako talaga na-bum out. No? In fact, lalo ako na-encourage. It wasn't until nga nung mga 90s, nung sumika si Jim Lee, medyo I started to pick up yung aking submissions. Kasi ang laki ng inspiration sa akin ni Jim Lee eh, nung time na yun eh. Kasi nung time ni Jim Lee, at least before ni Jim Lee, medyo bland ang comic book art eh. Sino ba makasikat nun? Sal Buscema, John Buscema. Magagaling sila, competent artist sila. Pero hindi sila yung talagang super spectacular talaga.
Jump, parang ganun. Like the image that went when the image started, parang nag-jump yung mga drawings, really dynamic. Whereas John Buscema was like, parang classic style, ganun.
Maraming mga art. Pero maraming artist na medyo nag-jump na nung time na yon. Pero very few lang ang ginagawa nila. Like sino Barry Smith, sina Art Adams, in a way si Walt Simonson. And I thought, Kevin Nolan pa. And I thought, maganda siguro i-combine mo yung style ni Barry Smith, ni Kevin Nolan, ni John Byrne, ni Walt Simonson. Pag pinagsama-sama mo lahat yun, siguro astig yung style na yun, no? Ano kaya maganda? Bigyan dumating si Jim Lee. Which is exactly what he was doing. Combination talaga ng mga ganong styles. Pati Art Adams, sinama rin niya. And I was very impressed sa ginawa niya. So medyo lalo ako na-inspired to do it. And there was this other guy drawing comics, si Bill Sportacio nga. Hindi ko alam, Filipino siya. Nung nalaman kong Filipino siya, doon ako talagang na-realize, pwede pala ako mag-comics. Kung kaya, kung Filipino, kayang-kaya, baka pwedeng subukan ko rin. Gumawa ng comics, seriously. So after nun, doon ako talaga nag-quit sa work ko. Kasi nag-work na ako sa architecture nun eh. Nag-quit ako and then I started really practicing. Doon ko na-realize how really hard it was to find a job working in comics. It's a matter of really raising your standards eh. Siguro ayun ang gusto kong na-emphasize din sa Lawal Comics, that you really have to increase your standards. Hindi lang pwedeng okay na yan o siguro if you're just having fun, okay lang siguro. You're just having fun about it. Gusto mo nang gumawa ng comics for fun. Meron ko talaga gusto mong ibang gawin. Pero if you're a serious comic book creator, if you're a serious cartoonist, you really have to raise your standards in everything.
Because I remember one time, last year when Teddy and we started making webcomics, there was this one page that we were arguing about, and it was really shallow. I just wanted Teddy to change the angle from this end to this end, because it doesn't make sense. Because I wrote the place based on an actual place here in Manila. So when I saw the page, this is wrong. And then
it's right. Kaya lang, the perspective was not what he wanted it to be. It's just like if the perspective one was a top shot, I did a shot from the side. So it looks off kasi the line, that 180 line.
Yeah, it was crossed. And so far I was like, no, this is wrong. I do comics on the side because I'm a photographer and you know Teddy's studying law, and you know but you know when you're making that we would argue about every page as in every time there was no
seriously every page every word
there was no page that we didn't talk about like what's this no change so it's just really funny like you know you know what you said about taking things seriously. Because, well, for us, we just do this on the side. But you know, I'm as meticulous as in this as I am in my other work. So I just find it funny that you know we argue and we're about to argue for next year again. So I don't know. Anyway, So it's good that you mentioned about raising standards in local comics, I have this feeling that and that I talked about with Teddy that upon completion of your work or anyone's work it doesn't end there.
Yeah, you have a good product, pero once you have the good product, you still need to sell it. So that's when comics marketing comes in.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna ask you. Even if you have a great book, a great story, great art, great everything, it doesn't end there. So what have been your experiences regarding marketing your work, like from past, from Wasted to now to Elmer? And what do you think needs improvement in local comics, marketing local comics? Like even marketing local comics here and marketing them internationally.
Siguro ang laking advantage din for me that I started blogging very early. Kasi I managed to siguro find an audience dun sa blog ko that would see kung ano yung masabihin ko. Mabasa nila yung sasabihin ko. And then when I started talking about Elmer, people found out about it dahil nga sa blog ko. And I use that, no, na actually nakaka 2 pages, 3 pages pa lang ako sa Elmer. I started talking about it na, no, ganun ako eh. Pero hindi ako mag-show ng artwork. Sabihin ko lang, lalabas na ng ganitong time, ganun. Tapos wala akong tigil. I keep talking about it incessantly sa aking blog. But I don't go out and spam people, no? Kasi nakaka-offend din yan eh.
Sorry,
get up. Buti na nga lang, nagkaroon ako ng place sa internet kung saan ako pwede maglabas ng information that people would find out about it. And, so ginagamit ko yung blog ko in that way. And, ginamit ko rin ng Twitter, ginamit ko rin ng Facebook, yung aking profile lang. Hindi ko ginagamit ang profile ng ibang tao to do it. Profile ko and profile ko sa Twitter. Every chance I get, I talk about it, you know. So that by the time na lumabas yung first issue, alam na ng tao na merong chicken comic book, and actually some people are actually sick of it na by then. Pero I can't help but talk about it din eh. I can't help but promote it, even though a lot of people alam na. There is bound to be someone na hindi pa rin alam about Elmer. And I keep thinking about that. That meron pa rin hindi nakabasa, meron pa rin hindi alam about it. So I keep as regular readers of my blog would know na talagang I go all out. I'm talking about kung ano man yung projects na ginagawa ko. Like Rizal, I've been talking about Rizal for a long time na. So a lot of people know about it na. No? Ngayon, ang problema ko, ilabas siya. Ilabas siya.
Just ano, out of curiosity lang. Kasi, speaking about Elmer, Elmer seems to be a genre na not really done a lot by local industry, the local comiqueros. So it's more of like a biographical in a way. Do you think selling something that is not a bit off mainstream, you think you had difficulty selling marketing, I mean Elmer, in the beginning?
Especially after it, after you completed the entire series?
Kasi pag gumagawa ako ng comics ko, I don't think about kung sino magbabasa ng comics ko eh. Gumawa ako ng story that I felt that I really like. I really like yung story personally. And I isip ko, sino kaya magkakagusto ng story ko? I had no idea kung sino. But I wanted to share it. No? Bahala na kung sino magkagusto. No? Pero, nung nailabas ko na siya and I getting feedbacks from people, yung feedback that na napapansin ko is that people seem to have ideas about what it is. Different, very, very different ideas of what it is. Akala nila siguro funny animal story or it's about parang siguro Donald Duck stuff. You know. It made them, medyo na-turn off sila because of that. You know. But, once mabasa nila yung story, na-realize, ay hindi pala. It's a drama. You know? So in that aspect, doon ako nagkaroon ng difficulty dahil people had ideas about it, preconceived ideas of what it is. And kahit no matter what kind of information I release sa blog ko, sa Facebook, sa Twitter, meron pa rin talagang people na hindi alam kung ano yun. Right. No? And siguro it's one of the things that we have to live with in it. No? We really can't reach everyone.
I think, I don't know, you're basing that on our experience because our the comics that Teddy and I do is, you know, web comics. It's not the genre's not really that mainstream. So I think I kind of get what you're saying that, you know, if it's not, and I'm not knocking the genre. I'm just saying that in general, it's like superheroes are more commonplace. It's more readily accepted. When you say,
I think it's just easier to market in general.
Yeah. So, you know, when Teddy and I were, how do you think people will think of what we do? So, oh, whatever, let's just leave it at that. But, you know, I think it's a problem of, it's the concern of the genre of the non-superhero type. So, I don't know, is there any way that we can improve how we market? Because that's in the end, it's still a comic book. And, you know, no matter how good it is, no matter how great the art, the story, but, you know, if it's not marketed, you're in the right way, I guess. It won't fly. Like, you know, sir, would you say that after Elmer has been compiled and, you know, published numerous times by you, then by a foreign publisher, and on a side note, parang Eric of Planet X Comics, Kuya Eric, parang he was joking to me one time that you know, Elmer, he had to order Elmer from the distributor, then, you know, just to ship it here. I couldn't have gone directly to you to sell it at his place. So, what do you think of? What do you think of, you know, how we can improve marketing local comics?
In terms of marketing, yung sa Planet X very specific yun eh. I'll talk about that later. Pero how to market, ang hirap eh. I mean, I think I did my best na to promote Elmer. Kung ayaw niyong basahin, hindi niyo talaga babasahin kung ayaw niyo talaga. Kung gusto niyong basahin, you will read it. No? In spite of the fact na, ito mystified ako about it. In spite of the fact na ang dami-dami na nagbigay ng review, supposedly, pag may magandang review, it will encourage people to read it. And may mga manalo ng awards. No? I think manalo ng awards sa Europe twice. Meron pang nomination sa isang sci-fi convention, tapos meron pang nomination sa Eisner. You would think that the comic would sell spectacularly, but it hasn't. You know? So, ayun ang what puzzles us, lalo na sa US, no? Kasi sa US siguro, I think it's sold more here in the Philippines than it's sold in the US. Pero sa Europe, very, ano siya, mabenta siya sa Europe. Doon talaga siya bumenta, no? So, hindi namin ma-figure out kung what it is. Siguro nga dahil manok siya, no?
It might also be na, kasi hindi siya, medyo offbeat siya, hindi siya mainstream, kaya no matter how big the cult following is, it's not gonna sell. I guess parang one case would be like Transformers, the Transformer movie. It's not critically acclaimed. It's not really that substantive, but it is consistently like top grossing. So I guess that's what we have to deal with sometimes. If you're doing medyo non-mainstream genres, you have to live with the fact that despite it being well written and you'll always get critically acclaimed, you'd have to live with the fact that sometimes it might not translate financially, I guess.
Iniisip ko nga na ano eh, na it, another possible reason could be baka may backlash ng konti na masyadong sikat, masyadong acclaimed, masyadong maraming sabi maganda, na turn off yung mga tao na ay, hindi na ako bibili yan, ayoko na yan, gano'n. Kasi gano'n, di ba? Kapag isang banda sumisikat or something, ayoko na ng music niyan, sell out na sila, gano'n. Siguro merong gano'n thinking din na it's too much hype about it, ayaw mo na, kasi hype masyado. Yun. Siguro nga, naisip ko, kung gagawa man ako ng ano, ng ibang project, like for example, Rizal is more, siguro, probably more accessible dahil sa Rizal, you know. At all ages pa siya, kasi hindi siya for adults, pwedeng younger readers and older readers. Now, hopefully, fingers crossed na maging successful siya, it would make people curious, ano bang other things na ginawa ko? So, they might finally check out Elmer, finally.
Yeah, but, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but is one of the reasons why National Bookstore picked up Elmer's because, you know, it's gained recognition abroad and now they decided to finally jump on board and publish it?
I think so. Kasi nga, I don't think they would have approached me had I approached them first nung wala pang anything about Elmer. Nung luwaba siya and I sold out my print run at nagkaroon siya ng recognition abroad, I encouraged National Bookstore na to see if they can help it along dito locally. Kasi nga, hindi siya lumalabas sa mga bookstores ang Elmer eh. Lumalabas lang siya sa mga conventions and comic bookstores. At nung nagkaroon ako ng difficulty finding the funds to have a second printing of yung Comiquero publishing edition, tamang-tama, lumapit ang National Bookstore. And kasi National Bookstore wants to enter comics publishing or kahit they just want to be involved in comics again. Kasi for a long time, nag-reprint sila ng comics, di ba? Yung mga araw, nireprint nila yung mga Marvel and DC. And they want to enter comics more actively again. And gusto nyo lang, at least inasabi sa akin, they want to promote Philippine comics. They want to do more about it to help it. And they, one of the properties na they wanted to do was Elmer. So, tamang-tama yung timing nila. Kasi nga, wala akong funds to print Elmer on my own. And dumating sila with this deal, which I found was pretty good. So, I agreed. So, yun, at least ngayon, Elmer would hopefully be available sa lahat ng branches of National Bookstore. Although, pumunta ako dito sa taas eh. Walang
copy. Oh, yeah. We just came from there.
Sold out daw eh.
Oh, that's good. And I think, I don't know, would you say that, we are joined at the other table by your biggest fan?
Yes, my biggest fan.
Hello. Okay, anyway, sorry. Anyway, I guess, okay, I have another, I have another theory that I think part of your charm as a whole is because of your fame, your unexpected fame on the internet as, you know, the manong guy, the yes. Manong face. Funny story, you know,
or I was talking to a girl, my friend who is a girl, and you know he was say, she would say, oh, have you seen this video? So I'm like, okay, what's this? That's a local comic. I didn't know that you did that. So when she showed it to me, so, what? And then yeah, I found out that you did that, and it went viral and all. So, and I think that's indirectly, I think that helped you market some of your work. I would assume. Would you agree to that?
Yun yung aking American publisher, SLG Publishing, wanted to use it to promote, ano, to promote yung Elmer abroad. Kasi nga, sa kanya, mas kilala ako eh, dun sa video, kaysa dun sa Elmer. So, he really used it, nung pinopromote niya ang Elmer.
He did?
Abroad. Nung nag-present ako sa Eisner's, ng a few awards, before I went on stage, pinalabas yung video ko eh. Hindi ko alam papalabas yung video. So, nung naglalakad ako pakit ng stage, people were laughing. Teka, why are they laughing? Bukas ba zipper ko or something? Yung pala, pinapakita yung video ko. Ah, video. So, yun. So, they really, ginamit talaga nila. Pati nga yung publisher ko, made t-shirts with my face on it.
Okay.
Para ibenta rin sa table while they were selling Elmer. And maganda ka ang timing eh, kasi nung lumabas yung Elmer sa US, hindi lang tayo nasumikat yung video eh. So, magandang timing din siya. Hindi ko alam kung nakatulong siya to sell Elmer. And kung makatulong pa siya, di maganda. No?
Wait, did you expect that kind of reaction? Or were you just doing it out of for fun?
Yung mga videos ko sa YouTube, I think I already have more than 400 videos sa YouTube eh. I've been doing them since 2006. At ginawa ko lang siya for fun lang talaga. Kasi ever since naman, noon pa, ever since napod ko yung Star Wars, for the first time, I really wanted to get into film talaga. Pero since hindi naman kami mayaman, wala kaming money to buy equipment. Kasi mahal ng ano, mahal ng camera, at kahit yung film, ang mahal kasi. So, wala kaming means. Pero nangangarap na lang ako na gumagawa ako ng lasers. Pinipainting ko sa film yung lasers. You know, kasi ganoon ata, pinipaint sa film yung lasers. Eh. Oo. So, nakangarap na lang ako ng gano'n. It wasn't until 2003 that I was able to buy my first digital camera na may kasamang movie. Uy, pwede na akong gumawa ng mga movies ko. So, the first thing I did was yung mga stupid scandal videos ng Comiquero. No? Yung mga Comiqueros were doing stupid stuff like humping statues ng deer, you know, and licking each other's breasts. Mga lalaki to, ah. So, kinukuna ko ng video yun. And then, those became one of my first videos na ina-upload ko sa website ko, sa comiquero.com. Ang problema nun, yung traffic always broke yung limit ko. So, my website would close. No? Nagsasara yung website ko, it became a problem. Kasi hindi lang naman yung videos ang laman ng website ko, andun yung Comics Museum, andun yung blog, and everything. So I stopped doing it. Hindi ko na ginawa. So nung dumating yung YouTube, noong 2006, and I realized I can upload videos for free, na walang limit sa bandwidth, pwede ko pa embed sa site ko, na-solve yung problem ko. So I started making more and more and more videos. And I started making video blogs na rin kasi ayun ang nakita kong ginagawa ng ibang tao sa YouTube, gumagawa ng video blogs, parang diaries. It was around the time na nagkaroon ng internet, na nawala yung hilig ko to write diaries, which is bad, no? Unfortunately, I loved writing pa naman sa diary entries ko. Kasi na-translate yung diary making ko sa internet, sa blogs, and then sa video. So, yung time ko doon napunta. Previously, is pagsulat ng diary entries. So, after a year or a couple of years, unting-unting nawala yung aking kuhan. Hiya, sa paggawa ng video. So, after 2 years, walang niya na. Wow, ano ang kalakohang ginagawa? Oh, hello, YouTube. Mga ganun na, no? So, one of those times, ginawa ko yung video na yan, yung smiling video. Wala lang, siguro ginagaya ko lang si Gus sa psych.
Oh wait, that was around that time?
Yes.
Oh my God, so Gus was the inspiration for it? Oh wow, oh
yung,
wow.
Di ba yung, may DVD ka ba ng psych?
No, I just I have complete episodes but I don't have a DVD.
Kasi yung sa DVD extras, merong mga outtakes. Kasi yung ginagawa, gumagawa si Gastong, kaya yung sleazy smile niya. Parang he's hoping to attract the ladies, pero hindi. Nilabas siya creepy.
With the matching this, thumb to the nose.
Parang, ganun. So, ginagaya ko yung smile ni Gus. And, even though hindi ko nagagawa yung ginagawa niya, I was able to do something different, no? So, ayun ang lumabas. So, parang erap na hindi mo maintindihan. So, ginawa ko lang yun, no? And for a year or so, wala ko mapansin sa video. Siguro mga 200, 300 views lang yung video. And then for some reason, biglang tumaas ang views niya. Astronomically, biglang tumaas. Naging 200,000, 400,000. Saan nagagaling yung views na yun? Hindi lang yun. Meron pa nag-upload sa Facebook. Hindi ba yung title? Kaya nga naging Manong Face, eh. Tapos may nag-upload sa ibang channel sa YouTube, naka 1 million views. Parang, nagkaroon nga siya ng sariling pangalan, eh. Na I don't want to say na kasi I don't like that name, eh. Pero it got really insane for a while. Hanggang ngayon nga, eh. Hanggang ngayon, meron pa rin comments na dumarating about it, eh. Ngayon, kalalabas lang niya ulit sa TV sa Japan. So ngayon, ang dami kong comments, Japanese comments sa aking YouTube. Yan. So at least talagang walang katapusan, eh, yung video na yun.
Well, you know, hence the greatest man on the internet. Yeah. But I don't know, I think personally those videos help you in a way. I think at least now people know that guy, the guy with the face,
there's a creative reason behind the videos, believe it or not.
Yeah.
No, kasi I believe that kapag comic book artist ka, you also have to be an actor. Oh, diba? Diba, Teddy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kasi you have to make your characters act, eh. You have to make your characters feel yung emotions. Yeah. So nga, nagpo-pose ako in front of the mirror, gumagawa ko ng iba-ibang pose. Sabihin ng wife ko, gawa ko kaya ng video. So, yun nga, sometimes ginagawa ko ng video. Bahala na, walang mangyari. So, ganun.
But wow, I think the one thing I can take from this is, okay, it is based on Gus, so I'm weirdly happy that I found that out now, because I've been so I find him funny when he does the nose flicking thing, and I don't know if you've seen the latest episode.
Yes.
when Gus, Lassie, and Sean's dad all tried to pick up girls from the bar, and he got nothing. Oh, okay.
What?
I love that show. I hope it never ends. But what are your predictions for, you know, the future of local comics? Like,
just for this year.
Yeah, just for 2012.
It's hard for me to make any predictions, but I'm very optimistic about the future of Philippine comics. Kasi nakikita ko naman, eh, yung mga nag-attend ng Comic-Con, yung operators, they're very hungry, eh. They really want to create something. They want to create comics. They love comics. So I have no fear na kahit o paano, magkakaroon ng comics in the future. Ito kasi Carlo Vergara maglalabas ng bagong Sasha. Very, very soon, I think. And hopefully, makapaglabas din ako next year. So, I think we can expect more 13 from Budget. And si Manix is creating another graphic novel, silent graphic novel. So, with these people creating a lot of material, a lot of new stuff, I think I can afford to be optimistic about the future of Philippine comics. I don't have an idea in magiging direction niya, saan siya pupunta in the future. Pero I'd like to be very optimistic about it.
And where can people reach you if they don't know yet?
Pumunta lang sila sa comikero.com. I think andiyan naman yung link, eh, sa somewhere dito sa webpage ninyo.
Yeah.
You can find the link to comikero.com. I don't know lahat yung link to every other place. Link sa aking Twitter, sa aking Facebook, sa aking online museum, andun lahat.
Alright. So, alright. Thanks, Sir Jerry. Hope to talk to you some more soon. And more psych talk, so, you know.
Thank you very much for interviewing me for this.
No, you know that's right.
Yes.
I love that. You know that's right.
Meron tayong buong podcast psych lang pag-uusapan natin.
Oh my God. I could go on and on.
Okay, and that was the interview with Mr. Jerry Alanguilan.
Yeah, it was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
Had a lot to talk about. And before we forget, it's January and...
January 20.
Yeah, it's January 20 and it's birthday month. It's my birthday, it's your birthday, and coincidentally, it's also...
Jerry's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Sir Jerry.
Yeah, listening to us.
Hopefully.
Thanks. You are.
Yeah.
You know you are. Anyway, so... Alright, that was a nice conversation. Actually, we wanted to talk to him more about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it turns out, you know, after we talked to him, we realized that, oh, we have a lot of stuff that we didn't cover.
Yeah,
so.
Like, there were some topics that we wish we could have covered more. Like there was this interesting point at that interview wherein Jerry was talking about Elmer being picked up by National only after it won awards.
Mm-hmm.
So it got us thinking about whether mainstream, you know, being mainstream or being offbeat, whether that affects how a comic performs in the market. Because, like, as Jerry said in the interview, like, Elmer was, in my opinion, it's like one of the greatest works out there so far. And yet to have it only get picked up after it started winning awards, and you have a good story also in Trece, which is also probably equally as good, and yet it got picked up right away without needing any awards, just
mm-hmm.
because it's a lot more accessible, a more mainstream genre. So
mm-hmm.
I guess that's something we wanted to ask. That
yeah.
we could, you know, that's something would have been interesting to talk about more.
More, yeah. And, you know, it all falls back down to marketing. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Jerry did say that, you know, marketing Elmer is not like marketing Trece. I mean, it's kind
yeah.
of a tough sell.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, is there different ways of marketing things? So, if there are different ways of marketing different stories, are there specific kinds of stories that has to be marketed different ways? So these are the things that, you know, we hope to tackle in the future.
Yeah, maybe in another episode or something.
Yeah, you never know.
And, you know, wanted to talk to him more about our favorite show ever.
Psych.
Yeah, it's my wallpaper now, and oh god.
Yes, after I finish this semester, I'll try to start watching that, and maybe we'll get that Psych episode done also.
You've never lived until you've seen Psych. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't have the time yet,
unfortunately. Anyway, so shall we get to the pluggaroos?
Okay.
Okay, so for all your pop culture news, events, reviews,
indie news, indie comics,
yep,
anything related to Pinoy comics,
and local pop culture news, head on over to flipgeeks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're in the area, why not drop by Planet X Comics in Glorieta 4?
Mm-hmm.
They carry a lot of back issues, latest issues, trade paperbacks, what have you.
Graphic novels.
Yeah.
And occasional action figures.
Yeah, no, they do have action figures. Mm-hmm. And of course, they carry webcomics number 1 and 2, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
So drop by there, say hi to Sir Eric, and, you know,
tell him we sent you.
Yeah, tell him we sent you. And you'll say, okay. That's it.
And hopefully pat him in the back. Anyway, it could be that too.
Okay, speaking of Whip, we are going to come out soon with the third chapter.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. It's coming out January 25, noonish.
Or ish, as in we haven't even started.
No, I'm starting.
Okay, sure. Sure you have.
I'm starting. There's going to be a comic there either way.
Okay, so. Mr. I have an exam for a whole month.
Okay, and in closing, the views and opinions stated within this podcast are those of the people who said them and may not reflect the views and opinions of the comic community at large.
Or does it? Fuck it. This is Whip for It.